The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now for our player interview, and we're happy to be joined by the 8-time Pro Bowler left tackle, Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Short week with Cincinnati. How are the short weeks different in terms of preparation than a normal week?
Well, obviously you don't have as much time as you usually do to get ready. You don't really have any on-the-field practices, so it's a very condensed prep week, and you got to try to get everything you normally do in a 5 or 6 day prep week in 2 or 3 days plus travel.
How is it? Does it help that it's a division opponent and somebody that you are at least somewhat familiar with, given the continuity there in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it would be really hard to play a short week against a non-divisional opponent that you're not familiar with. So it's nice playing a team in your division that you're already a little bit familiar with, and you kind of have a good base already laid for when you go in there and start doing the game planning.
Last year you went down there, tremendous success. Big win, maybe the biggest of the season last year for the Browns on the road. Does that kind of help kind of have confidence? Hey, we're going to do what we did last year and let's do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps build a little bit of confidence because we know we've been there before in this situation on Thursday night, and we're hoping to go down there and have some success on offense and play a good game against the Bengals.
They are undefeated coming into this game. What have you seen that's different about this version of the Bengals than perhaps what you've seen in years past?
Mm-hmm. Well, just looking at the team that we played last year, they're a lot more healthy than they were last year. They've got a couple new pieces in there. Michael Johnson's back from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's playing really well. And so I think their front four is playing as well as I've ever seen. And even though there are a lot of the same faces that we've seen before, I think they're playing as well as they ever have.
You guys have gone against a lot of good fronts lately, a lot of aggressive teams. Are the Bengals quite that aggressive in terms of their blitz packages?
Mm-hmm. They don't bring quite as many blitz packages because they don't have to. They've got front four that's really talented. They've got Pro Bowl guys all along their line. They've got one of the best interior defensive tackles in the NFL. So they rely on getting to the quarterback and stopping the run really with their front four.
Speaking of stopping the run, that's something they haven't done so well recently. We've struggled to run the football. What do you think needs to happen to kind of get the Browns' ground game going?
Well, I think we're going to have to play well and be consistent and get our shots in the run game. And we're playing against a different front than we have been in the past. We've been playing a lot of jam defense, bear defense, where you get five defensive linemen. And now we're going back to more of a traditional 4-3 defense. So it'll be interesting to see how we match up against them.
What would be different maybe in the game plan from a Josh game plan to a Johnny game plan, if anything?
Well, it still remains to be seen, but I think obviously you're going to try to use some of Johnny's attributes, which is his mobility, his ability to get out of the pocket and improvise. So you might have some different protections called for him. You might have a little bit of read option in the run game to try to throw a couple new wrinkles at sure. those guys and make them think about what Johnny can do as a running quarterback.
For you personally, has this been a tough week, or is this something that you're, at this point in your career, kind of used to, rumors, speculation, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. There's always rumors and speculation going around about everybody, so it doesn't really affect the task that you have at hand, and for me, I'm a very one-day-at-a-time type person, so it's been pretty easy for me to just kind of focus on my job and getting ready to play the Bengals.
Is it good for the trade deadline to be in the past now so you know you can just focus on going forward and not have to worry about that?
Yeah, it's always nice because then the people in the media and the fans and stuff, they don't have to ask you that question anymore because they know it can't possibly be real.
Yes, good. All right, Joe, thank you so much for your time. Good luck Thursday against Cincinnati.
Thank you.